On today's Technobabble, troubleshooting techniques using a Fox and Hound tone generating tool.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech No Babble. This is the show where every week I help you with video and graphic design for the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. And I'd love for you to ask your questions, so just leave those below the video. Now, you may not know that this show is available as an audio or video podcast, which you can subscribe to by going to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/subscribe, and there you can subscribe to this or any of the other shows. Well, if you've done that, which you can do for free, there's no good way to leave it below the video. So how do you do it? Well, you just go over to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/TNB and leave it under one of those. That's cool. So you might be wondering, well, what's a fox and hound? I know what a fox is. I know what a hound is. What is that in reference to troubleshooting? Well, one of the great things about troubleshooting is you don't have to just guess all the time. You don't have to do test after test. Sometimes there are great tools to do it. Now, we've talked about some of the other tools. We've talked about multimeters, etc. And I thought that now we would talk about one of the great tools, if you've got a bunch of cable and you know where one end is and you think you know where the other end is, but it's not easy to trace the two, so maybe it goes through a wall. The only way to do that is rip open the wall. That's no good. Or it goes through a conduit. The only way to do that is pull it out of the conduit, only to find out that, yeah, it was the one that you wanted. No good. So how do you find out which cable on this end jibes up with which cable on that end? Well, there's a tool called a fox and a hound. It's also called a tone generator. Well, not a tone generator, but anyway, basically what it is you've got a sending unit, which can either have an RJ11 jack on it, an RJ45, you know, the phone jacks. RJ45 is actually a networking jack, but it looks like a phone jack. Or it has two alligator clips. That's what you're probably going to use most often, unless you're tracing down networking cable or telephone cable, etc. So you clip on the ends to that end of the cable. In the case of, let's say you're doing RG6, RG59 coaxial cable, you would put one end on the braid or one end on the case, and then one on the middle. So basically you have these two little pieces that send it along. If you had something like, I'm looking around here, got this. Let's say that you had this cable, which is an RCA cable. And so in this case, you would clip one to the middle conductor and one on this the side here, this other connection, and then on the other end you turn on your sending part of the equation, turn on that piece, and then you go to the other end and you have a probe. Now the probe looks like it's just a little pointy thing, and it's got a little speaker on it. Some units have lights, some units have a place for headphones in case it's a noisy environment or in case it's an environment where you have to be quiet, either way. And you point that probe at a cable you suspect is the same as the other one. If you hear beeping, good, you've found the cable. If you don't, you haven't found the cable, or you found a cable that does not connect the entire duration. It has a short in it, which might as well just not be the right cable, because if it's got a short in it, it's not going to work, so move on. So basically what I would do in this situation, let's say you have 12 cables on one end and 12 on the other end, and you need to know one end connects to the other end. Which is which? No problem. You hook up your Fox on one end, your sending unit, and then you go to the other end, and I would do the divide and conquer technique, which we've talked about earlier, where you split it up into six and six, point your probe at six of them. Any beeping? No. Point it at the other six. Okay, now you're down to, you know, it's one of these six. Split that up to three and three. Repeat over and over again until you get down to it. So you're going to go 12, 6, 3, 2, 1, or 1, 2. Either way, the result is in three or four steps, you're going to know exactly this is the right cable. Take the little plastic thing from a bread bag or a marker or something and label that, and then test it out with the actual signal that you're going to use. Chances are it's going to work fine and you're going to be good to go. So that is a tool that I would recommend that you take a look at when you're trying to trace out where does this cable on this end go to this cable on that end. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so by all means, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up a copy of one of the Church Tech gifts that I've created for you, and a free copy of my email newsletter. Also, don't forget that this content is provided to you free of charge, so if you need Church Tech training, head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and pick up one of those resources that I've created with you in mind, either to advance your knowledge or to help your team. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.